Pinna.
I'm someone who loves trying out different makeup looks, but doesn't really wear much on a daily basis, so I like to focus on making sure I have high quality staples. And whether you like a fresh face, full glam, or somewhere in between, you've probably seen Thrive Cosmetics Viral Tubing Mascara. I've certainly seen it everywhere. You know the one in the turquoise tube? So that mascara, along with all of Thrive Cosmetics beauty products, are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free, which I look for in makeup, and they've got excellent quality to match. And something I didn't know from all the mascara videos I've seen is that for every product sold, Thrive Cosmetics donates either that same product, another product that is needed more, or a monetary donation. They've worked with over 500 nonprofits to help with a wide range of causes like supporting cancer survivors, people experiencing homelessness, education access, and so much more. Knowing that makes me feel even better about using their products. And I do enjoy using them. Like I said, I like having high quality staples, and so my favorites are products that are multi-purpose, like the Brilliant Eye Brightener. It comes in a bunch of colors, and I like using them as eyeliner, eyeshadow, and even highlighter. Thrive Cosmetics is luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/thrive. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS. .com/thrive for 20% off your first order.
Bring out your inner artist with our new art show. Your art teacher, Sasha, guides you through a new art project over the course of 5 episodes. Warm up with this paper sculpture exercise.
Pinna.
Welcome to Anytime Art. I'm Sasha, and I'm your art teacher. In this show, we'll be creating artwork together using lots of different materials. I'll work from my art studio on the farm where I live, and you can work from wherever you are, because wherever you make art is your art studio. This week, we'll be making a sculpture out of paper. A sculpture is a three-dimensional piece of artwork. Today, on the first episode of this project, we'll warm up our sculpting skills by making 5 small paper sculptures. I'm gonna head to the studio and get ready to experiment. Okay, here we are at my studio. It's nice and warm and filled with tons of art materials. And speaking of art materials, for our project today, we'll need a sheet of white paper, a pencil, and a pair of scissors you're allowed to use. I'm gonna use a piece of paper that's a little thicker than regular printer paper, but if that's all you have, that's totally fine. Put your materials on whatever table you feel comfortable working on. It's time to start. Take 1 sheet of paper and put it in front of you the long way, horizontally, or the tall way, vertically. Keep your pencil and scissors close by. We'll use them soon. We're going to transform this flat piece of paper into 5 three-dimensional sculptures. I'll describe what I'm doing and you'll follow along. Remember, today is an exercise, so it's our chance to try a lot of different techniques. Perfection is not important. If you want to stick with working on a certain step for a little bit longer, that's okay. Work at your own pace. All right, let's do it. We're going to start by making our 1 piece of paper into 5 different pieces of paper, each a different shape. Let's draw the shape so it'll be easier to cut them out. I'm going to start by drawing a triangle, and because the corner of my paper looks like a triangle, I'm going to just draw 1 line across that corner to make it into a triangle shape. Then I'm going to move on, and I am going to draw a rectangle. Now, in terms of size, just remember that we're going to try and fit 5 shapes on this paper. So I'm going to draw my rectangle now. I'm going to draw it next to my triangle, and a rectangle has 4 sides, 2 long and 2 short. The next shape I'm going to draw is a square. I'm going to draw my square in between my triangle and my rectangle. So I'm going to make a big square, which is 4 equal sides. I'm going to move on to a pentagon. And a pentagon is five sides. It sort of looks like a house. It has a pointy top. And then instead of making that line across the bottom and making it into a triangle, we make three lines on the bottom that make it look like a square on the bottom with a triangle on top. Once I cut all my shapes out, then I can use this scrap paper as my fifth shape. So I'm going to try my best to keep it whole. So let's not spend too much time on this. It's really just a way of us splitting up the paper. It's not really our big focus today. Did it make a perfect shape? That doesn't matter. We're not seeking perfection today. Before we move on and start cutting our shapes out, let's make sure that we included five shapes and that they're each pretty big and different from each other. The larger the shapes, the easier it'll be to transform them into sculptures. Are your shapes big enough? You'll know by how much empty space you still have on your page. You shouldn't have a lot. Now we're going to start cutting out our shapes. If you need to continue drawing your shapes, that's okay. Keep going. I'm going to start by cutting out my triangle. And remember, as you use your scissors, you're always cutting away from yourself. And always have your hands holding the paper in a way where you're not cutting towards any of your fingers. You're always cutting away from your body and your hands. So I just cut my triangle out. Next, I am going to cut out my square, my four-sided shape. Take your time when you're cutting, because the slower you cut, the safer your cutting will be. All right, cut out my square. Now I am going to cut out my rectangle. Remember, as you're cutting, your shapes do not need to be perfect. We're going to be transforming and changing these shapes into sculptures, so we really don't need perfectly geometric shapes. And now I am moving on to my pentagon, my five-sided shape. It's also my smallest shape that I made. All right, I'm almost done. Again, I'm turning my paper so that I'm always cutting away from myself. And now I have my five shapes cut out. I have my rectangle, my square, my triangle, my pentagon, and my scrap paper is one big, very interesting, creative shape. As you start cutting, start with the shapes that are closer to the outside of the page, and remember to take your time. Now the exciting part. We're going to transform our flat shapes into small-scale sculptures. If you're still cutting out your shapes, don't rush. Take your time and join us at this step when you're ready. These shapes are flat. Sculptures are 3D. They're not flat. They stand up off the table. And we need to figure out how to make that transformation happen. I'm going to start with my triangle, and I'm just going to fold it. I'm going to have one corner touch the other corner. And I'm going to take my finger and push down that fold. And then I'm going to pick it up, put it back down on the table, and voila. My flat triangle is now a sculpture. It's not that interesting of a sculpture, though, because I really only changed the paper one time and in one way. I'm going to make two more changes to this triangle. I'm going to take one corner, and I am going to fold it again. And then I'm going to take my other corner, and I'm going to crumple it. Now, I just took that flat triangle, and I made it into a much more interesting sculpture. Remember, this is what I'm doing with my paper, but you could make something with your paper that's totally different. The next one I'm going to do is my rectangle. With this rectangle, I'm actually going to try and change this piece of paper in five different ways. So with my triangle, I just did three. Now I'm going to try five. I'm going to bend it. You can start bending your rectangle or doing something different to it that makes it three-dimensional. I'm going to bend it back and forth. So that's my second fold, third fold. Before I make any other changes, I'm just going to pick it up and see how it stands and if it stands. So right now, it's not standing up. It keeps falling over. And that's the great and exciting part about sculptures. You have to solve that problem. I'm going to bend the other end of it. Now it is standing a little bit. And I'm actually going to rip, because ripping can be a really interesting way to change your paper. I'm not going to rip it completely so that I break it, but I am going to put some little rips in it. Okay, I'm going to start with my third piece of paper now, which is my square. So for my square, I'm going to fold one corner to another corner. And then again, I'm going to do that sculpture test where I pick it up, see if it stands. And it does stand like that. It sort of looks like a tent right now. I'm going to take it and rip it. Instead of folding or bending this time, I'm going to roll and see how that changes my paper. Whoa, looks like a little snail or something. The really great thing about making paper sculptures is that you cannot make a mistake. So if you do something and you don't like it, all you have to do is unfold and refold it in a different way. Now my square is standing up. It looks very creative. I have some large folds. I have some really small folds that I made. I'm going to see if it stands in some different ways. I'm going to also try and bend it. There's my third sculpture. Remember, this is how I'm changing my paper and shape, but you can fold your paper however way you want. Now I am at my little pentagon shape, and I'm going to work to make my little flat pentagon into a three-dimensional sculpture. So I'm going to start by rolling the corner, that spiky corner. I actually really liked my rolling technique. And then I'm going to take another corner and I'm going to bend it a couple of times. And then I'm going to do some ripping. Try and really make a lot of changes to each shape. Think of each piece of paper as its own separate piece of artwork. Now for my final shape, which is the scrap paper that was left. It's actually going to be more challenging to make this three-dimensional because the larger a piece of paper is, the heavier it is, and the harder it is to make it three-dimensional. I'm going to start by making one big fold, and I'm going to do my little sculpture test and see if it stands, and it does not. So I'm going to make some more folds. And you can experiment with crumpling and ripping. Explore every technique that we talked about today and make up your own techniques so that for the next episode, you'll have a lot of different ways that you can make a piece of paper three-dimensional. I'm gonna take this flap here and fold it up. The more folds it has, the more it will stand up. So we wanna add some strength here that can support the weight of that paper. Done with that one. Take a second to look at your miniature paper sculptures. Which one do you find the most interesting? Are these folding techniques you may want to use again? Which sculpture is the tallest? How did you make it the most three-dimensional of all? We're going to stop here for now, or at least I'm going to stop for now. If you want to keep working on your sculptures, go right ahead. Today, you transform paper into amazingly interesting sculptures. On the next episode, we'll be making one larger paper sculpture on a base. You'll need 3 sheets of white paper of any kind, a glue stick, and a piece of foam core or cardboard for your sculpture base. Remember, artists, you can make art anytime.
Ready for more art lessons? Anytime art projects include sculpture, painting, collage, and more. And learn about famous artists like Frida Kahlo on Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls, or hear audiobooks about art like The Dot and Art Dog. Check out the Pinna app on the App Store or Google Play.
Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.